What's up, everyone? This is Spilling the Frijoles. My name is Jairo.
And I'm Brian.
And we are
The Mexican Ways with my pops again.
Yeah. Right here.
What's up,
How's everybody?
Hey, get good. Closer
to Dude, you got some good comments, good feedback. Say, I like that guy, the way he talks knowledge.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Get closer to the mic. That way they really
can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
He's mic testing like you used to do it back in the day when you were.
Test, 1, 2.
How did you do it in Spanish?
Bueno, sí, probando. Bueno, dos.
Sí. Well, sí. Why did they say sí?
Yeah, why did they go sí?
Because it's a high pitch. Sí, bueno, sí, sí, sí.
It is the high pitch?
High pitch.
The vocal?
Sí, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Bueno, sí, sí, sí. Probando.
Yeah, it is. I hear you.
It's a high pitch.
Yeah.
So what? You don't want to hear a whistle or what don't you want to hear?
Yeah, when the feedback.
Yeah.
So sí, so it won't, you know, it's a high pitch, so it won't feedback.
So if you're saying sí, sí, and it's bad, it's going to feedback?
It'll feedback.
Okay. Oh, okay, I got you.
So that's why they do that.
Yeah.
Huh? What about those guys like at the quinceañeras that sound like that? And they go, sí, sí, borrando uno, dos, tres. But then when they get in the mic,
they'll be okay.
Why don't they sound test like this?
Sí, sí, uno, dos, tres, sí.
No, they don't.
Yeah, good idea, but no, they don't.
It's weird how they sing, but
yeah, they sound good when they're talking, and then they sing. You're like,
it's like Vicente too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Vicente is dope, though.
No, but qué tal, amigos? Les habla Vicente. You know,
when he talks, huh?
Yeah, and when he sings, oh my god,
yeah. Hey, so how are you guys doing so far with this whole COVID thing? It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
Back to closing.
Yeah,
for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, same thing. Just riding it, man. Just staying home. I stayed home this weekend, chilled.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. What do you think the next thing's going to happen? But you guys have been hearing, right? Have been hearing like the whole COVID things are coming out. I'm pretty sure, Fabian, you probably have that on some news. All right, so we'll talk about that more. But other than that, like, how are you guys keeping yourself busy? I know me and Brian playing video games too, sport betting, watching sports. What about you, Theo?
No, just probably staying home.
But what are you doing, like, when you stay home? Are you, like, just taking tequila shots or what?
No, none of that. I mean, no. I mean, just staying home and watching TV.
You know, I think what keeps you busy is that Brian, like, brings over the kid and Nathan, también.
Yeah.
Like your grandkids.
The grandkids.
Are those busy? Have you yelled at Bastion yet?
Not yet.
Pretty hard.
No. One time, remember I said at the tacos, he didn't want it to eat or something, and he spilled the plate, and then I kind of spanked him, and then that's it. He hated me for that day. That's it. It was over. No more grandpa.
Does that ever bring you back memories, like you growing up with Brian, spanking him for like, kind of like stuff like that?
Yeah, también. Yeah. Just to listen and be on track.
Do you feel, we'll do a podcast about this later, like being a grandparent, Do you feel, but let's give it a little teaser. Do you feel bad when you did that?
Yeah.
But how come you didn't feel bad with me?
We'll see that for the next podcast.
Yeah, We'll leave it at that.
I think that'll be a good episode, you know, like the differences of how it was. Because I want to hear also, Theo, like, how Grandpa Leo was to you. And now, so exactly. So we'll go down the generation.
I've talked to my girl about that. And it's funny when you think about it, like it's gone less and less with every generation.
Yeah. So I feel like a good topic would be like just the general disciplining your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is.
Literally. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I like that. But let's get into spilling the news with Fabian, because I know we're going to have a lot of talk, especially I'm pretty sure you have something with the COVID stuff in there.
Actually, I have three.
Okay.
So, do you want to start with the COVID?
Yeah, let's start with the COVID because we were already kind of talking about that.
So, the COVID vaccine is already being rolled out to healthcare workers and elderly, but it's going to take several months, however, before an average person can walk into a local drugstore or grocery store and receive the vaccine. So, they had interviews with Walgreens, CVS, and the company said they expect to give shots to the general public starting early spring.
Wow.
Damn.
So it's going to take a little
while.
Yeah.
Like April and stuff.
So, but the thing is too, because you know how I work at UPS?
Mm-hmm.
I recently, the managers came up to us and like showed us like how the box is going to look. It's going to look different from every other box. And they said it contains the vaccine in there. And pretty much if you don't feel comfortable grabbing it, to just tell the manager and they'll deal with it or something like that.
Why wouldn't a worker feel comfortable?
I don't know. Maybe they don't feel comfortable taking the vaccine because it's not mandatory.
Oh, this is for workers to take
it? No, I'm just saying for like just to grab the box. because it contains a vaccine. I don't know. Maybe they don't feel comfortable grabbing it.
Touching it. Yeah.
Touching the box and shit, stuff like that. Okay. Yeah.
Crazy. That's
crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you guys think about that?
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I'm scared. I'm scared to take it.
Yeah. My dad loves vaccines, fool.
Not I'm scared, though.
You gotta. They say that if when it comes to a new thing, like recommendations from people like, you know, in the medicine field, that don't be the first one and don't be the last one. Be in the middle.
Okay. Because
the first wave, like, you got to see what, how people react. And
that's
what,
true.
You know, yeah. You know, because like you said, like, and me and you have talked about, like, imagine a whole zombie thing or something happens. You know, yeah. It's bad. And then the last, I forgot why the last was, you don't want to be the last.
Because you might get COVID and die or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. What it is. Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to wait too long.
So, yeah, you want to be somewhere in the middle. So just let's, I mean, that's just, you know, recommendation, but.
So the question is, are you going to do it?
No.
Nah, yeah, I don't think so.
Not me. Okay. Maybe next year.
Okay, so here's what's happening, okay? Just so you know. If you don't do it, you're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to go to casinos. You're not going to be able to go.
Through in casinos.
Because I know my tío Leo loves casinos. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. You need a vaccination card that you have it, or you're not going to be allowed to go into these places.
That sounds sketchy, fool.
They're talking about that,
too. So would you take it?
I'm not going to do it yet until, like I said, until I know I feel like no one's dying and shit. You know, I'm being real on that.
Yeah,
on
it
that
sounds level. Weird, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. They're saying that no traveling, no going into public places, no going to concerts unless you show the vaccination that I'm certified that I got it.
Yeah, but like you're saying, Heidel, usually a lot of people will get the vaccine and these people don't want to wear the mask or they have their card because they think they're okay.
Yeah.
Because look, I got the vaccine, so I'm COVID free, yeah, and it's not that.
Yeah,
I
mean, but I'm just letting you know you're not going to be allowed in if you don't have that. Do you understand?
Okay,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't think so because I thought it was only for LA County, not for San Bernardino or.
Oh, I don't know the rules about everything. But
yeah,
from what I heard, the corporate companies are going to go along that way. So if you work at a corporate company, like. With the environment of people, I think even your own job is going to say you need to take a vaccine.
Oh, okay.
I'll just wait for the black market. Get a fake.
The thing is that they're saying is this, like, this is what, like, scientists and doctors and just, like, people that they're interviewing, that how crazy that they can find a vaccine in 1 year, mm-hmm. Okay? In 1 year. This is why they find it sketchy. But they've been studying cancer for years and years and years, and they can't find a vaccine for that. They've been studying HIV for years and years and years, and they can't find a vaccine for that. This thing comes brand new, and in 1 year, they figured out a vaccine. But they can't find vaccines for the common colds. They can't. But this one, they're able to say, we found it. And that's where they find it sketchy, and that's why they say, be careful. Be very careful. But the corporate companies, I think, want to go the other way. They're trusting the vaccine, so they're telling people, I don't want you in my area unless you have the vaccine on you. So I don't know what's going to happen.
There's something bigger behind all this.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I don't know. We'll see. Just let it all roll out, so, see what happens.
What would you do, Theo, like, if they take your casino away from you?
Then I'm going to have to find some other entertainment. I think I'm going to just have to play dominoes at home or something.
Something. Yeah, it's true.
Because, that's funny, dude. Maybe, I would need another entertainment.
Maybe we just do poker night at your house, dude. And
something,
start gambling like that.
Yeah, because there goes that part.
All right, cool. What else do we have, Fabian?
Let's actually talk about the Mayweather versus Logan Paul.
That's my God.
So you guys heard it, got official. Hey, Logan Paul made it happen, dog.
He did, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, I don't know. Okay, he made it happen, but why does Mayweather want to do this?
Money, bro.
Doesn't he have enough?
He wants more money. He's money Mayweather.
That's a lot of money, dog. Yeah.
Did you hear about that, Theo?
No.
Do you know who Logan Paul is?
No, not that. No.
So he's like a YouTuber. You could say, like, pretty much Brian fighting Mayweather.
Yeah.
You could say, like, a type
really?
Of, yeah.
But he's a little bigger. He's trained.
Bigger, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. What I want to do is I want to fight Canelo 2-on-1, though. Me and Heidel against Canelo.
Yeah.
Do you think we'd have a chance, though, or no? 2-on-1.
Yeah, I think one, two, just two hands, two punches.
Hey, if you guys are listening, tag Canelo. Me, yeah. Two versus one. Two I'm versus down one. To fight Canelo. Let's go.
Give us like two rounds at least. At least two rounds.
Okay, everyone's over and
under.
It.
Over and under two rounds.
If everyone's doing it, I'm down. I'll fight Canelo. So only 2v1.
I think it's stupid.
Are you guys going to watch it, though?
This is what I feel.
I want to see it because I think Mayweather's not going to back out. He's going to try to fucking knock him out.
I think he's going to like mess with him. I don't know if he's going
to. Mayweather's not going to knock out Logan Paul.
I think
he's gonna mess with him.
Yeah,
big time. He's gonna.
Did you see what he said about Nate Robertson when he got knocked out?
No, what did he say? Like, said Mayweather?
Yeah, Mayweather. Like he wasn't trolling him. He was like, "Hey, it takes a man to go in the ring and like stuff like that." Yeah. So he knows Logan Paul isn't like a boxer. I think so. I think he's just gonna mess with him and like just be entertaining. I don't think he's gonna try to knock
him
out.
He's gonna do what he does best. Yeah. Defense.
I'll bet right now he's gonna knock him out.
I don't think he's gonna knock him out. I feel like
I think he'll feel bad to knock him out.
He's like a little, but fool. If he feels bad, he didn't feel bad when he knocked out that fool that was defenseless when he was still looking at the ref.
But he's a boxer.
That's a real, like, boxer fool. Yeah. Come on. We're talking about Logan Paul.
I think he's going to knock him out.
But I don't understand, like, this fight, I think it's stupid just because Logan Paul has lost twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And his brother has won twice.
But Logan Paul is bigger.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. I guess.
Like, he's just a bigger, like, I'm saying in the social media world.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All I got to say is I feel like Logan Paul's going to get a couple good punches on him. People are like, Mayweather would give him a couple, and then Mayweather's just going to probably, like, tear him apart, maybe knock out. I don't know. I feel like they're just going to brawl it out all eight rounds.
Yeah, it's a professional versus someone like me and Heidel.
I think it's just for the money.
Yeah.
How much is the fight? You know how much?
Is it going to be on YouTube?
It's going to be on some website. Okay. I forgot what the website was called, but what I saw, I think, was, like, right now, it's cheaper if you pre-order it, which I think is, like, $25 right now.
Okay.
Well, I feel like... Yeah. Low-key, Vince McMahon is behind all this fucking entertainment. He's just like...
Maybe.
Why?
Maybe. That's what I'm saying.
Weird shit. Like
Fabian, do you know how much?
That's what he's like. Fake shit.
The before buying it, the day of the fight?
No. They're
bucks.
Paying them for the fight.
Oh, I don't know. They haven't said it.
Yeah, because I think
I know it's over
$100
million for sure. Mayweather always gets around the $100 million markers.
Yeah, I think it's just that.
I don't think Mayweather will be doing this for $25 million, bro.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's over $100 million. Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, are people really going to watch this just because it's a funny joke?
Yeah.
Well, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I want to watch
it. So you see, you just gave my answer. See, it's entertainment, right? You want to watch? I feel like Vince McMahon low-key does these fights. Like, he's in the back end be like, got a good idea, guys, who make money. Like, he has that WWE, like, you know, smartness. You know what I'm saying? Like, fake shit, but whatever. I don't know. I think it's going to be a stupid fight. Obviously, I'll watch it just because how ridiculous it's going to look, but
yeah,
we'll see. What else?
All right, then. So did you hear about Warner Brothers Studios?
No.
They announced that. So Warner Brothers announced that it will release all 2021 movies on HBO Max at the same time in theaters.
Yeah, I did hear about that. That shit's dope.
Wow.
That was dope.
So, like, it's bad for the movie theaters because it's going to be on HBO Max at the same time.
I wonder if AMC can sue.
No, they can't. That's it, because the movies gave the rights.
I see what you're saying, but
so they're going to release, like, all these movies through HBO Max now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I think there's, like...
If that's going to happen, dude, that's going to open up another can of worms.
Fool. Right. And, like, prestigious movies.
Well, just think about what I mean by that deal. Like, you're going to get rid of the theaters almost. You understand that?
Well, I think, too, Heidel.
I think it's leading towards that.
Well, yeah, I think it's more... that if they're going to release that, it's because of the COVID. That's the reason why right now.
Though. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But that might open up just a different type of vibe of, like, we don't need to put our movies anymore in theaters.
I think theaters are still always going to be a thing, bro, because it's like, you know, you want to go, like, I want to go to the movie theaters once as soon as they can open, you know, to take Bastion and have that whole experience.
Yes.
So I think movie theaters will always
be. But if they always release it now when it's in the theaters, it's going to be less people in the theaters. That's what I'm just trying to say.
Oh, because they watch it at home.
Because they watch it at home. That's all I'm trying to say. Like, you give the ability of people not going out and spend money because it's not in demand. I mean, what is it called? It's not high in demand anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's just you can see it from your home.
Now you can see it from your home and everything.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. So if that happens, Sony's going to be like, we need an app.
Yeah, they're going to have to jump on it.
We need to jump on this.
Why didn't Warner Brothers just do that?
When did they say, Fabian, that this was going
to... it's going to... All 2021 movies. So next year, all the movies that comes out new is going to be on HBO Max and in theaters at the same time.
So, like, Matrix 4, dog. Just a bunch of dope movies, dude. Like, that I was like, what the hell? Like, oh, the new Space Jam movie too is gonna just be on there.
Oh, with your favorite person, you're gonna watch that for sure.
No, right? No, no. I'm just saying, like, movie. It's such a good list that HBO Max is gonna get many more subscribers now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, many more subscribers. And that's what I'm saying. And this is where people would be like, oh, we need to jump on this. We need to jump on this. Or Netflix is gonna be like,
it changed. I'm scared. It's changing the game of that whole like streaming services. Netflix.
Have you seen the stocks for AMC?
The stocks?
Stocks.
No, I have not. They probably dropped.
They dropped. I bought some. Like,
oh,
is it at like $3 now?
It's like $3 or like $3.50. Oh,
they were like at $6. So yeah, they might go.
Wow.
They might go bye bye. We'll see. Hopefully not.
I don't think they're gonna go away anytime soon, but later in the future, yeah, I think it's gonna go away.
That's crazy.
This is nuts, man. It's crazy what we're going through.
Yeah, I heard about that. I was like, damn, that's cool and crazy though.
You know what I think the AMC is gonna have to do? Is lower their prices. Because it's fucking expensive. Yes, I'm sorry. Is.
Yeah.
It's so expensive. What? Back in the days, I'm talking about when we used to watch movies and the theater was like $5, $5.75.
Yeah.
Now you're paying $20 and it's not even 3D.
Oh, and it's even more.
And then when it's 3D, it's 30.
That's too much.
Yeah.
That's
too much. What I think, look, it's a smart thing. What they did is putting drinks now in the theater because I'm an alcoholic. But, no, I'm just kidding. But, like, the main thing is, like, that's all right. They're making money off that shit. You know what I heard, Theo, how much money they make off popcorn?
Just popcorn?
Yeah.
How much?
So, you know, for a popcorn or large, it's like $7, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's just
you
crazy.
You know that when you go to the store for $7, you get a 5-pack, right?
Or yeah.
Probably
yeah.
$5, or, you get a 5-pack.
Yeah, less, yeah. Exactly.
So think about how much money they're making off that popcorn.
A lot.
It's crazy.
I mean, popcorn, what, isn't it like a dollar or less?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is.
That paper bag is probably
even
like 10 cents.
Even for licorice, too.
Yeah.
That's like
ridiculous.
$6-$7 or $6.50.
That's why they need to figure out to lower the prices. I'm telling you, it's going to change it. It's going to change it.
Too crazy.
All right.
Well, that's it for Spilling the Frijoles.
Spilling the Frijoles?
Spilling the news.
You wanted to leave already, guys.
Yeah, I'm trying to bounce right.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, guys, today's episode is going to be about, do you believe in Santa, the tooth fairy, el cucuy, all that stuff that our parents used to tell us growing up? We know that Christmas is around the corner, and I'm not going to lie, I had a sad moment of when I found out Santa was fake. I'll tell you guys about that, and it was crappy.
That's funny, dog.
And the other thing is, like, are we going to keep this tradition going for our kids? And we'll talk about that when we come back, all right? All right, here we go.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to Spilling the Frijoles today. Just want to give a big thanks to all of you guys. Hey, if you guys haven't seen the visuals of this podcast, don't forget you can always watch it on YouTube. Also, you can hear our podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Google Play, iHeartRadio, all that good stuff, guys.
And also, don't forget to follow us on our platforms. We are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, you name it. We're there, at Mexican Ways.
Y no se les olvide that we have our website, MexicanWays.net, where you can get all this information, and we have our merchandise también. If you guys want una camiseta or whatever you guys want, it's all in there, guys. Thank you, guys. Like always, feel free to message us. Feel free to do whatever, guys. We're here for you guys.
And like Brian said, guys, thank you for the love and support. And now, let's get back to Spilling the Frijoles. And we're back! All right. Let's get into it, Theo, because I have some questions. Because as a kid, I always thought Santa Claus was real. Okay.
You're kind of old.
Exactly. I went probably to the age of, I think I went to the age of like, I would say eight until I figured out Santa was fake.
Hey, Fabian, what about you?
What?
Did you believe in the Santa?
My parents did tell me, but they told me early on too that it wasn't real pretty much, that they were giving me gifts.
What age?
Probably like, I think sixth grade.
So that's pretty old too. That's 11. That's 11, 12.
I was in elementary.
Okay.
So.
Oh shit.
I thought Santa was real. I thought that I had to be good the whole year so that way I get presents. And and one day I remember we were at grandma's house. Okay. And I remember they dressed up one of our tios as Santa Claus, and he was like the drunk tio.
And he did look like Santa Claus.
Yeah, he did look like Santa Claus. And I just remember him. I remember looking at him. I'm like, wait, that's my tío Jesús. Why is he dressed up as Santa? And then I was just wondering, because Santa, like, you know, shut up, kids. You guys are stupid kids. Whatever. Get out of here. All right, get the fuck off me. Like, he would. I remember
I remember using, that shit.
Using
that
bad words and shit. And then I just, that's when I remember that same night or the next day, I tell my mom, Mom, why was still Jesus dressed as Santa? And then, yeah, that's when they broke it down to me.
And that's when you and that's lost.
What, and that's what I said, like, what? So you're telling me the whole time about being good the whole year is not fucking true? And then you're like, no, Santa's fake. It's just something
that that's when you lost Santa Claus.
And that's when I'm like, fuck, that sucks. Because I was trying really hard every year to write letter to Santa what I wanted for Christmas and shit like that.
Were you bummed out like for the whole week, or how long did it take you to get over it?
I was just bummed for his life.
Yeah. It sounds like he's still bummed out.
Yeah, he does, right?
I was bummed out. Just thinking like, damn, I thought this fool was real. I used to like his movies. Like, I thought that was Santa all the time. You know, I never realized that the Santa looked different all the time, you know? Like, technically, if you pay attention as a kid, the Santa looks different all the time, but you don't comprehend that as a kid, even though, like, the Santa does look different. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, and I trip out now. Like, if people are trying to keep the tradition of Santa, which is what? A person with a white beard, kind of be old, glasses, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I trip out now because I know we're trying to change the world and change things when I see, like, a black Santa. I trip out a little bit. I'm like, okay, I get it. They want to change it, you know? They want to change it. And maybe we'll see a gay Santa Claus one day, too, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, so I understand, but does that now defeat the purpose of Santa?
I mean, you know, a lot of people would disagree with me, but I mean, I like the traditional Santa. Like, I'm okay with it. Like, yeah. I don't think we need a Latino Santa, you know? Like, it's fine. It's the white dude with the white beard, older man, fat guy. I'm cool with that, you know? It's like, whatever. That's been Santa. And I would probably keep it that way for my son. Because I like the vibe, dude. I like the vibe that, like, even the news creates. Like, they put, like, a thing of, like, where Santa's traveling and where he's at and where he, like, what is he doing? And it's funny. So, like, you can show that to your kid and be like, look, he's over there right now. And then, like, it's funny, like, 10 minutes later, he's, like, in China. And then 10, like, so he's, like, fast as shit. But
yeah, I would ask those questions. I remember I asked those questions to my mom. Like, how does Santa deliver all these presents to all these kids so fast? And then, like, the whole thing was, like, oh, he slows down time when it's, like, Santa and you're sleeping, so it's the slowest day forever. So I used to be like, damn, that's crazy. It has powers, mm-hmm. I'm serious, dude. I used to like really be into it. I just remember, like,
that's
funny. And then the reindeers, I thought it was true too. Like, I would love to see a reindeer one day.
That's how fast they got from north to south.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I just trip out. So now, having to ask this, like, are you guys, I mean, Brian, you kind of already said you're going to keep that tradition going.
Yeah, I'll keep it. It's cool. But I don't think he
did it to you, though.
He did not. No, he didn't do it, fool.
So you didn't believe in Santa at all? You just, it wasn't a thing. Like,
we kind of just didn't bring it up because, you know, we as my mom and dad, you know, they never brought up Santa Claus. So, yeah, I kind of didn't bring it up to Brian or Daisy.
That's crazy. Yeah. So you guys never, like, were inspired by, like, oh,
or make them believe, right? No,
that's crazy.
All right, Brian, because you didn't believe in Santa, and when kids, like, around school, say when you're in elementary and then you just talk about Santa,
I don't remember too much, but I do remember, like, in middle school saying that food's not real. Like, I remember just saying, like, that food's like killing it for other foods and shit because I never had a good Christmas, so who's Santa Claus, dog? You know, no, I'm just kidding, but I know, even gifts. Like, you guys never wrote Santa. You guys always wrote from, like, us.
From mom, from dad.
So.
And it's funny you said that. Like, you would say that to kids, that fool's not real?
I would remember saying, like, dude, Santa's not even real, bro.
I remember growing up.
And hearing those kids?
I would tell Fabian he's not real. Or, like, Justin, those. Because they're younger than us, right?
Yeah.
Like, 10 years difference almost. And I would say that, and I would see my tias, like, in the background. Like, shut up. Like, don't mess it up. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, sorry. I guess it's for a way to keep your kid to act good.
Yeah, so you're a bad kid, fool, if your mom told you you're Santa.
Well, you're a bad kid too.
Yeah,
that's why they stay till middle school for us in
general. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. But yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So Theo, you never did it. Brian never did it. Brian's gonna now do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
And when are you gonna crush your kid's heart that Santa's not real?
Yeah, you know what? That's the only downfall that I'm like thinking about it. Like, I'm like, damn. At I don't know. Age. We'll see.
I would think probably. I think. You know,
how?
No, probably seven. I think seven.
Yeah.
They know. By sure. 7, I think they would know.
Well, I mean, a lot of people like these foods were pretty old.
I went 10.
That's old.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I went 10. I believed it. Like, I thought it was, I looked up to that food. That food was dope.
I think if my dad would be, you know, back then now, saying, hey, dad, me telling him Santa Claus, you know, I'm a good boy. No, whether there's a Santa Claus or not, you got to behave.
Yeah.
That's it. Bottom line.
Yeah.
We don't need Santa Claus to be you a good kid.
Yeah.
You're going to be a good kid because I said so.
Yeah.
Not because you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. That was the vibe he gave me.
Yeah. Like, and that's why I think I'm going to go the way your dad went. I don't think I'm going to. Because I don't want the same crush feeling that I got growing up. I didn't like that feeling. Because like I said, I really looked into like.
Well, you know what's funny is, you know, Nathan. My sister's kid fool, that fool loves Santa.
Oh, he does.
Right now already, yeah. Okay, like, so. I think my dad was, he told him that Bastion's not going to see Santa because Bastion was doing, like, some bad stuff. Right. And then Nathan started crying, fool. He felt bad for Bastion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started feeling bad.
That's crazy.
So that's how much he already likes Santa.
Yeah. And so, then Brian's over here telling me if I should dress up as Santa and like pretend I'm Santa Claus. No, hell no.
I'm going to do it then.
You don't want to ruin it for
me. I don't want to crush it. Yeah. All like that. That's why I say, like, my dude Jesus ruined it for me. I was like, how? Why? Why is he dressed up as Santa?
I remember.
And it was early too. Like, he came, like, you know, Christmas Eve. Yeah. I was like, I thought Santa comes on Christmas Day when we're sleeping.
Yeah, because I remember, Tujairo, he had everybody going, you know, los nephews and nieces younger than you. And they believed it. They didn't know it was him. They didn't know it was him first. Because he came with el costal y todo.
Yeah.
And after he just blew it and said, get the hell out of here, you kid. You're bothering me. He just killed it. And all the kids, you know, said, oh, so he's not real.
Yeah. That was me. Yeah. That was me. And that's what I'm saying. So I feel like when I grow up, my kids, like, yeah, I'll go do the pictures, you know, the traditional Santa pictures and all that. But once my kid starts like, hey, I don't think I'm ever going to teach my kid, write what you want card. For Christmas for Santa. Just talk to me. I'm your dad. I'm your Santa. I'll take care of you. You know, like, I'm Santa Claus. Be good boy and you get good stuff like that. And that's it. Because I don't want him getting all to the point. I got to tell him, like, hey, pinche Santa Claus. You know, it's not real, you know.
No, but that's what my mom did. She said that Santa's my parents.
Yeah, that's
how she broke it down to me afterwards.
Yeah,
that's pretty much how she said it, and like pretty much meaning that there's all the Santa.
That's the way she broke it down.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, you've been giving me gifts this whole time. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, thanks.
That's why, like you say, Brian, it's good when te entiendo a ti, Jairo. It's good to bring them up that way, but in another way, it's not, because if they do believe like you, Jairo, it just kills it. So I just feel this way, como yo con Brian. I didn't do it because I feel this way. Not because telling my little boy, hey, be good, and you'll get gifts, you know, from Santa.
Yeah.
It's just be good because you're going to be a good boy and your mom and dad are telling you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, not because you're not going to be good, then Santa Claus is not going to bring you toys.
Yeah.
So, see, I didn't want to bring that up to Daisy and Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny though, bro.
It's crazy. So whoever still believes in Santa is listening to this podcast. We're sorry.
If their kids
are following us, they'll be like, "Mom, the Mexican way said Santa's not real." Yeah.
He's real, guys.
He's real. It's your parents.
They gotta be good kids.
Yeah, be good.
That's the main thing.
You know. Yeah, it's crazy, man. And that's why I said, like, I was crushed because I used to get inspired by those movies when I used to be like, Santa can do that.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
That's a really good person, you know.
And it's funny too. Like, it's funny and it's cute seeing like your kid believing it in something that he loves so much. And I think as you get older, you start knowing. And I don't think it's that bad, unless you say you were crushed. Like,
it was sad. I wasn't crying, but I was sad. I was just like, what the hell? Why?
So wasn't it worth it all those years? You thought it was real?
Yeah, I thought it was fun
till there.
Till then.
So then that's killed it.
And then it killed it. And then it just made me like, that's fucked up. You know, like that. I really truly inspired a guy that can fly in the air with his reindeers. And
yeah.
But whatever, now.
What about the tooth fairy?
Oh, okay. So we're talking about these, you know, what are these people, these things called?
They're like fantasies, kind of fantasies, like fantasy characters.
So, okay, so the tooth fairy. I thought it was real until I caught my mom one time putting $5 underneath my pillow. She thought I was sleeping.
But who told you it was real, though? Why did you?
My mom. Because the thing was, my mom and dad like wanted me to take out my teeth right away once they were loose and not wait until it falls out by itself. So my dad right away would grab an Elo and take them out. Okay, my dad did all my teeth. I never went to the dentist. He did them all. He would grab an Elo, put it, and he'd be like, oh, mira. Like, he'll make me look up. Ah, mira las estrellas. And he just pull it out, and I'm looking, and my tooth is already out of my mouth.
And you didn't even notice?
And I didn't even notice. And then my teeth would be, I'm like, okay, ya salió, estamos bien. And then I remember sometimes he'll go, and it wouldn't come out. And then he'll be like, oh, we got to do it again. What? We got to do it again.
But did it hurt when it didn't come?
No, it didn't hurt. One of them did. I remember he tried like four times, how finally he got it out. Finally. But yeah, he did them all.
Wow.
That's why, like, my teeth are pretty damn straight. It's just like they're yellow right now because too much coffee and Coke. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, they're pretty damn straight. And my dad taking them out.
Oh, yeah, Jairo. And he did do them with an hilo?
Yeah,
and
all of them.
O sea, ¿a ti qué te había gustado? ¿Así con el hilo o un chingadazo? Porque más rápido. Yeah.
The hilo. And I told my dad, and I told him one time, hey, thank you for taking out my teeth when I was young. But what inspired me to take out my teeth was them saying, like, Tooth Fairy is going to give you money. And I like
they would
that
say that.
Yeah, they would say, like, te lo sacamos y vas a ver que vas a ganar dinero the next day. And yeah, I would wake up and there would be like 10 five bucks. Yeah. One time, because it was two teeth at once, I got 20 bucks. And I was just like ready to take out teeth.
They weren't even loose and shit.
I would ask about the second time the teeth grow. I would ask, when do these come out? Don't know. Those don't come out no more.
That's fine.
You lose those, you're done. But yeah, I remember that. So that's why. But then one time I caught my mom. I was sleeping and I just remember hearing the noise. I wake up and then my mom's like right there. No money. And then that's when I knew already. Oh, but I was already on my last teeth.
Like, you
I was
caught already, her.
Yeah,
you
I caught her. Yeah.
That's so funny.
So yeah, so pretty much. My parents.
So you believed in all that stuff.
I think my parents liked that shit though. I low key.
You have to put work in order for your kid to believe it.
Yeah. So I feel like they liked it. I think that it was like something that they wanted to do. Probably they thought it was fun for them, you know.
Yeah.
Which I see it. It could be fun, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is fun. That's what I'm saying. Like the whole Santa thing for me, it's like fun. Yeah. Like telling Bastian that shit and just see. But Bastian right now, he doesn't really like. Care for Santa.
Oh, he doesn't really. Nah, have you shown him movies yet? What Santa does?
Maybe not yet. We haven't seen, like, well, we have seen Christmas movie, but they're not really like.
You show like Home Alone. Tim Allen one.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Santa
probably Claus. He doesn't know, Brian, because you haven't showed him like Daisy.
Yeah, she showed him like Santa a lot. Like, yeah. Daisy had like a Zoom meeting with Santa.
Oh, shit.
That shit was
crazy.
Funny, bro.
That's
and like dope. Santa knew their names and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, that's what I was telling
that's
her.
That's what makes it fun as a parent, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what I was telling her. I was like, the Bastion dude, I think he'd be there for like a minute and then get up and be like, all right, I'm done with this meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if Pooh just has no patience, fool. He can't. He has to keep running around doing something, dog.
Are you going
to
do the Tooth Fairy?
I would want to do it.
I think I'm going to do it too. I think it helps the kid. Right away, tell you like, hey, I have a loose tooth, because I feel like if you take forever, the other ones start pushing, and that's when they get crooked, no?
But I think, too, Jairo, if I would have done it to Brian and Daisy, I feel this way. Doing it to your kid, I feel that I'm gonna get money, so they're gonna start moving their teeth, and I wouldn't want that.
Yeah,
that's why I kind of I don't remember doing it to Brian and Daisy, but I just remember like an occasion or two. That they, Brian and Daisy did, their tooth fell, and then Elva, my wife would put it under their pillow and put them $5 and stuff. Yeah. So they go, fue la tooth fairy porque el diente.
Yeah.
Pero te digo, we really didn't make them believe that much because then they're gonna start missing with their teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. You never did that. Did you do that?
What? No, I never.
My
dad would say when you feel one is loose, tell me. Don't try and take it out yourself. Like, he disciplined me on that.
Nah, I used to hate taking out my teeth. When I used to do it, he used to do it with his hand, too. He used to go, bah!
Yeah, because you're
it off,
right. A lot of people do it with their hands. Yeah. I'm surprised, Jairo, that your dad, he did it that way, like you said. And then, hey, Jairo, look at this. And then, bam. I'm surprised he didn't do it the way the doorknob.
No,
remember
did that.
And slam the door.
Yeah, I've heard of that one too.
Yeah,
that one sounds scary.
I have a dentist friend. I'm gonna ask her, and she's a pediatrician one too. So I wonder if it's good for you to take out teeth.
Who knows?
I mean, she went to school for all that, so she knows.
I got it done, and I'd never had to wear braces in my life.
Yeah,
Crystal was a problem one, but she doesn't wear braces. Pepe doesn't wear braces. No, my dad, I think, took them all out with the Elo. And I'm surprised. I'm very, that's like dentist crazy shit from doing, my dad doing that. That could be, I don't know if it could be dangerous, but he did it though.
That's,
and I remember like sometimes some of them wouldn't come out, so he would,
like you said, four times.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Wow.
Yeah, but then he'll get it out. You know, just be like, oh, like thrifty. I remember the word thrifty.
My thrifty.
I couldn't say, because remember, if you don't have the front, remember that
yeah.
joke?
Yeah, yeah.
Who remembers a word he couldn't say? Yeah.
Thrifty.
Yeah, it's say, like the movie Jack Lemmon too.
Oh yeah, when he's whistling.
Yeah,
the Cracker Jacks.
Yeah,
because yeah. I think when you say the T word, the tongue hits the top of your
and the air. Yeah, exactly.
So, thrifty.
Thrifty. So you used to get ice cream at Thrifty. Really?
Yeah, I used to get ice cream at Thrifty. That's why I used to say, I want ice cream from Thrifty.
Yeah. That's why we don't know how much. You know, cuando a Elva le digo, my wife, we don't know how much like the teeth are important or the hairs in our ears, no, because they're there for a reason.
Yeah.
They're there for a
reason. Yeah, I think the ones in your nose covered from like a bunch of dust going in there. Yeah.
You're
That's
right.
Why you get boogers.
It's like a, como le dicen, like a filter.
From what I hear, your eyelashes,
las pestañas,
they protect you from the sun, from not getting too bright.
Exactly. Y siempre, igual como los oídos, you know, same thing. You know,
the eyebrows, I don't know what they're for. I think they're just to make you look sexy.
Like the Rock.
Start plucking them good and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't touch my eyebrows, dog. Do you?
Nah, I shave them down a little bit because they can get really bushy.
Yeah.
Well, one time I had my eyelashes like hanging down to the bottom of my eye. It was pretty bad. Yeah, it was like from here to here. It was bad. So I started shaving.
That has to be from cutting them, though.
No, that was my first time.
Honestly, I haven't touched my eyebrows and looking at them.
No, sometimes, yes. When you trim them, they'll grow more.
Yeah.
Which is where I just, if there's a long one or a una cana, you know, get it out, you know, out of my hair.
Do you shave the middle?
No, no.
Do you pluck the middle?
No, no. It's
you
there.
Never get anything?
It's there. No,
I'll
no.
I get
it's
like
just
one random one, so I always have to.
Yeah. Pluck. Yeah, one or two, but no, I don't get them. I don't get them.
Does that basketball player still have his unibrow?
Yeah.
That's it. He's got to keep it forever, right?
Yeah, I guess it's a tradition for him.
Yeah, no, I don't shave the middle either. That's why I'm like curious if he does.
How about Easter Bunny?
Ah,
I never was into it.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the point of an Easter Bunny? Oh, because the eggs?
Yeah, the eggs.
Eggs hunt. The eggs hunt.
No. Yeah. No, honestly, dude. Honestly, like I was telling you when I saw the podcast. No. No, it's I don't. I like the Easter egg hunting though. I think mi tio Ramon made that really cool with the golden egg.
Yes,
that was dope. He did it. That was dope.
Yeah,
that was really dope. Like so, my uncle, RIP. He would always have like one egg that had like $50, right?
Yeah, or 100.
Yeah, it had like, but he would hide that shit so good, and he didn't tell anybody.
Yeah,
and I remember like it would take us forever to find it.
Yeah. Ramon did carry that. My brother, he did carry that.
I would love to do that with the kids. I think that was fun. Yeah, because even if you're like in your teenager, you're like, dude, I gotta find that egg. Where is that egg?
Yeah,
and it was cool.
You guys wanted the money.
But as far as like you're saying, like, oh, do you believe in the Easter Bunny? I never even knew who the Easter Bunny was. I knew it was just something that people... I thought just the bunnies laid eggs and that's why we went to go find them and shit.
But, yeah, no, we didn't believe in it. Yeah. No. Not that fool. Not that fool for sure.
A ver, how about El Cucuy? Was that something you Brian, are going to use right now?
Nah. Oh, I don't know.
Ahí viene El Cucuy. You know, hey, pórtate bien o te va a salir El Cucuy.
No, I don't know. I don't know. My dad was El Cucuy, fool. Like, He didn't need to do a cucuy, dog. That fool scared me. Just that's it.
So that's all my tia Alba had to do.
I didn't
believe
in anything, bro.
Teniendo, lo voy a decir tu papá.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I was that typical kind of.
You never
like,
did that deal?
No.
Like if Brian like is trying to go over there by himself, be like, no, because I know you do it to Bash. You go, no, tú, like you'll get hurt. But you never said like to Brian, no, ahí está el cucuy adentro. Don't go that way.
No, I think tú, Jairo, eso que salió, maybe si fue en México. Pero salió porque la gente nomás decía al niño, a los niños, los hijos, de que no agarres allí o esto y lo otro, o no te metas allí porque el cucuy viene.
Yeah.
You know, the boogeyman.
The boogeyman,
Entonces nomás yo creo fue como una tradition. Pero yo no. Yo no. Never. Nunca, nunca, nunca.
You never did it to Brian. You never said anything like that.
Yeah, no. La voz era nomás la voz. No! You know, and that was it. Ese es el cucuy.
Brian's
yeah.
like, shit, that's yeah. el cucuy yeah. right there.
Once the voice lifts. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to use it either. I'll just probably be, you know, disciplined in my own way. But it's just like, that was the thing, though. I just remember once in a while hearing that. Like in my house, like I think my mom would use it once in a while.
She would. What would she tell you?
Like just like you know, hey,
portate bien.
Yeah. Because she said I used to be like all over the place. Like I was a hyper kid, so like everywhere I would just go, like wander off by myself. Yeah. And I don't know if I got lost in Kmart one time. Maybe that's why she got like that with me too. But anyways,
well, losing a kid is scary. I haven't done it yet, but yeah, I can only imagine.
So yeah, so I just remember, and I remember one time like. Going maybe somewhere like no I know porque ahí está el cucuy, and I just remember that el cucuy was like a thing like, to scare your kids damn. From like portándose bien, but yeah I don't know I feel like you're there's better what you're saying, like your dad was your cucuy and that's
yeah that fool was el cucuy, and that's funny because it's kind of I see like history repeating itself, like that fool Bastion, he doesn't like he's scared and I don't want him to be scared, but it helps where he doesn't do stuff, fool. So it's good. Like I'm the discipliner in our family. My girl is like, he'll go to her more. Like for example, we're potty training him right now, and if he did like if he pooped in his diaper roll, and then like I looked at him the other day I just looked at him and I saw him that he was being weird, and I'm like, hey what are you doing? And he's like, no papi, no like go over there. And I'm like, what are you doing? And then he like I knew he was, and he was already telling me like no. Like, go over there. I was like, I'm in bed. And he did not ran away. He ran away. And I went and followed him. And I was like, did you poop? Like, that's the only thing I thought he could have done, you know? Yeah. I was like, what else did he do? Like, maybe broke a toy. I doubt it. He wouldn't be like that. And then I check his diaper and Afu pooped. I was like, oh, he was like, no. He was already like kind of like crying and being like, no. I was like, what are you doing? Like, so it's you know, patience and working with him. Yeah. But he is like, he knows. He knows that he's not supposed to do that. So... And he knows that I'm going to get mad.
Do you dispose of those poop underwear and pants if he poops?
So we're doing pull-ups right now.
Oh, okay. Pull-ups.
Yeah,
okay.
We're doing pull-ups.
But do you dispose of them if they poop, or do you clean the poop and then rewash them and then he uses them again?
No, fool. Throw them away. Yeah, that's it. Throw them away. Yeah, it's done. It's done.
Or you throw the poop in the toilet and get rid of the...
That's the worst thing, fool.
That's what I'm saying. So like,
that's bad.
I will pipe.
Like, I can deal with the poopy diaper. I can deal with the poopy diaper, but those like potty trainers, like the fake little toilets.
Yeah.
Oh, fool. When they poop in that, it smells nasty, bro.
I think I'm going to end up throwing
that one. That one's like been the hardest one for me to deal with because it's there. It's like if someone just took a dump. And if it's in the water, I guess it keeps the smell less.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, but that one's just like, it's just there. It's like literally if it's just water. There. So you have to get it and dump it in the toilet, right? But like when you have to get it, I'm curious to see how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
You got that smell of like a hound dog, bro.
Yeah.
Because Heido can smell anything, guys. Like there was a time where there was something in our room. I guess it was like an old towel in my room.
And I remember I kept telling you
and
that
And I
too.
Was like, dude, I smell that too, but we can't figure what it is. Like we didn't know what it was. And this fool was literally like a hound dog just... And he found that shit. It was like
it was
an old towel.
It was like a towel.
Causing
on top
humid.
Of,
yeah. yeah, yeah. And it was like, what the hell? This fool. Like, I always tell Heido, this fool can smell a fart before I even laid it. Like, he'll be like, are you going to fart? Because he already smells that shit. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a good. I tell because my girl's mom is the same way, bro. And I feel like I tell her, like, that's a curse. It's a curse because you're smelling everything. Yeah. Like there's things that you probably don't even want to smell, and then I'm like, oh, good, I don't smell it, so whatever.
Yeah, that's sometimes it's bad.
It's too much. Yeah, you're smelling everything.
No, yeah, it can get bad.
But yeah, man. Like other than that, I think cucuy it's like a kind of shortcut to like get your kid to behave good, and I think you can do that as a parent. You know?
Yeah,
I won't do that one.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do it either. I don't think so. If anything, I'm always leaning. Try to do the Santa one still. I'm thinking, but like I think I'm not gonna do that one either. It was heartbreaking for me, so I don't think I don't want to go through it with my kid. But until obviously, I start seeing that my kid starts understanding more about like traditional Christmas, and I'll tell him, like, hey, your parents are the ones that take care of you, but just be a good boy like that, you know?
Exactly.
Like, and I get it. It's cute. No hating on the parents that do it now. Hey, power to you. Have fun with your kids. But I don't want to get to that point where how I was.
What happened to you?
That was sad for me. Because like I said, it inspired me. I was like, damn, this is cool what he does, you know?
Hey, I'm curious. Did you guys grow up like that the cops are like, that like, oh, watch out with the cops because they'll take you?
No.
No?
I never got that. You? Got that?
Nah, nah.
No, like, oh, careful the cops, you know, this and that. Because that's a common one. You used to do that one.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, to kind of, you know, I mean, be careful.
With
yeah,
the cops. But the cops. See, that's the thing. That can cause like a bad thing towards cops already. You know, like, oh, shit, I'm always scared of cops. I'm always scared of cops. Which cops are there to help you, if anything.
Seriously, no. My parents never did that.
Really? Because I hear it a lot. I feel like that's very common amongst Latinos, you know, and it's funny. So if anything, like, be careful with that one too.
Cuidado, ahí viene la placa.
Well, yeah, if we're doing something bad, then yeah, I understand why you're scared. But if you're not doing anything wrong, you should be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've never done that one. You know what I just
did? Your parents do that one?
No.
Like, well, be careful with the cops.
No, never, never. They've never done that.
Okay. That's crazy. I'm surprised about that
one. One thing I do remember, and I do remember is like when, like, I would one year not get a present from Santa because it wouldn't be like I was looking for the one that says from Santa. Mm-hmm. I just remember, okay, why didn't I get one? And then, like, my mom made the portaste smile.
So you wanted to be good the whole year.
That's why I remember. Fuck, I fucked up. You know.
That's funny, fool.
Because I thought it was at one point. I'm like, what if I did good in like the whole month of December at least? No, it's the whole year. So maybe they did that on purpose.
That's what I'm saying. If it worked for your mom like that, like where you were good the whole year, I don't see that as a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird.
But that's funny, dude. You act good for the whole year because of Santa, and they can get away with that for what, like 6 years? Your mom got away with it for how long?
Almost. I was 10 until it happened. Until Jesus.
So until you understood.
My dude, Jesus blew it.
Well, guys.
Honestly, guys, if you guys, believe in Santa? Or like if you think that you guys, this tradition should continue forever, let us know.
Or if you guys believed in it or you have those stories when it broke your heart, I'm curious to see if they're really bad or if they were like good.
I would like to know.
Or if it was like, oh, okay. Or you just one day were like, no, I know he's not real anymore. I'm curious to know those stories.
Let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. I think it would be really awesome. Drop a comment down below. Let us know. And guys, as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Hit that notification bell right there so you know when we're posting our podcast episode. I think we're almost at 1,000 subscribers, right?
Hell yeah.
Let's get there.
Yes, you are.
Let your friends know. We'll
do a little giveaway when we got that.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
We'll give you guys something. Thank you guys for the support, honestly.
Thank you all.
You guys already know our merchandise is on our website, MexicanWaves.net. Use this promo code right here. You'll get a discount. We have the hats, the shirts, and anything you get from our store, you get a free mask. So get our stuff, guys, all right? And like always, we want to release it, hopefully, starting before the new year, our mask with the zipper is going to be dope. You know, we're going into quarantine, or we already are, you know, closed down some parts in L.A., so you need your mask. You need to wear your mask, guys.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate the love and support. Stay safe. Theo, thank you for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And we out.
Hasta luego.